truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye.
Welcome to Vaccine Free America. I am your host, Sally Elcordy, and I welcome you to the program. Tonight, my guest is Sandy Leneux, and Sandy Leneux is a vaccine critic from Norway. Honestly, the go-to gal when it comes to components in vaccines. I don't know anybody who knows as much as she does about the process of making vaccines. So she is far more than a critic. She is an extremely knowledgeable woman, and as I say, the go-to when I have a question nobody else can answer. I contact Sandy, and she's right there. So I'm hoping she'll be joining us shortly, but I'll tell you, I've been keeping my blog, which you can find at tinyurl.com/fearvirus. I have been keeping this as up to date as is humanly possible with every perspective conceivable. But one interview of recent that was conducted by my friend Alfred Lambermont Weber, who's been on our program, with Patty Greer, and she summarizes all of these different aspects. It takes her about 20 minutes to do it, but she did a spectacular job. And basically, in the final analysis, we will either see ourselves freed from those who would harm our children, or we will find ourselves further under their thumb. So that's the summation of what all this lockdown is going to come to, but she's very positive. And I suggest we all keep a positive perspective because we don't have a choice, you know? And when all else fails, my friend Pamela said, you know, I'm praying. Well, I've been praying like I've never prayed in my life since I came to the awareness of what vaccines are doing to our kids. Okay, we're having a bit of a problem having our guest enter this program, and that will be a tremendous loss. So I certainly hope that she can. Thank you, Ken. All right, so, you know, since the shutdown, all of my events have been canceled except one. There's only one event that managed to sneak through since this all happened, and that was lobbying in Albany to prevent further damage, more vaccines being added to our schedule, the HPV vaccine, the flu shot, the 14-year-olds without parental consent for all vaccines. parents, okay? It's not just the bill for children to accept vaccines regarding STDs without parental consent. No, no. Now it's all vaccines without parental consent. So you can see that these kids are going to be going up against adults in their school. And, you know, all you really have to do, doctors have known it for years, is offer a kid a lollipop and they'll go along with anything. But now it's going to be the adults versus the children. And this makes me ill because these are not adults who care about the children. In fact, I was told by somebody whose sister-in-law is a school nurse in Canada, and she was saying that she gets $40 for every kid she injects. Well, there's incentive for you. She goes from school to school, and she gets $40 a head. And at the time, I was running for a political office, and she said, I want to contribute to your campaign. I said, no. Take that money and give it to your sister-in-law and ask, and hopefully she'll have an early retirement. Okay, what did Ken just say? I missed that. Darn Garnet. Here, let me see if I can see. No, I don't. Oh, I didn't. No. That's not what I meant to. Oh, dear. Here we go. Okay. I think this is it. How do I get that back? Oh, dear. Mm-mm-mm. No. Oh, dear. I've really screwed this up. Yeah. Well, that is a real loss for us. May I just say that? Thank you very much for giving me a heads up. But somehow I managed to have screwed up my screen, and I don't know how to get it back so I can, mute myself if I needed to. Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, I see an X. I have a bunch of small windows within my Skype now. Okay. I don't know what to tell me either. Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's not what I'm seeing. None of this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing three separate windows here. Maybe. No. Okay. I just want to go back to my regular screen. Hello. Yes. No, I have a giant. I just have an X up on the left side, and I don't know how to get back. I don't know what to do. Anyway, let us continue with the program, and hopefully Sandy will join us in a little while. But as I say, we will have her back if for any reason she cannot join us today. So anyway, I was telling you that there are a myriad of scenarios. Really, it just comes down to two. And one is, you know, either we are going to go to a 5G existence and everybody's going to suffer, and the bad guys will have won, or we're going to a good scenario wherein people who would hurt our children are put out of commission. You know, they're not going to be allowed to do that anymore, and that is certainly what I've been praying for 10 years, you know, that people would just leave our kids alone. Now people are more freaked out because it's coming to an adult near you, you know. But I'm not more freaked out because of that. If they vaccinate me, that'll have 1/30th the effect as if they were to vaccinate an infant. So needless to say, I could care less. Okay, now as I was saying, there I've had a lot of events. The St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled because of the coronavirus, and we always have a stand on the sidelines with our banners, normally say Vaccine Free NYC. I'm running for mayor for a Vaccine Free NYC, and all my buddies and I get out there and hold those banners. But this year it was going to be Honor Parents' Rights. And the reason it was going to be Honor Parents' Rights is because of the detriment our children are experiencing due to their parents wishing to protect them. You know, they will reject that hepatitis B vaccine at birth, which it is their right to do. There is no mandate in any state that I know of that you have to comply with that vaccine. And yet children have been stolen when their parents reject it or they're given it. But as Terry LaPointe pointed out, so these medical kidnappings are then leading to foster care and then the disappearance of the children from foster care into these child trafficking organ harvesting networks, which is exactly what we are hoping this coronavirus debacle is a cover for arresting these people, you know? So it's complicated, but this year we were going to hold banners that said Honor Parents' Rights, you know, because for some reason, even though it's not spelled out in the Constitution, parents have rights. I was going to interview a fellow by the name of David Oldham, who I would have had on this program if I'd known Sandy couldn't get through. And he was saying that it is the Ninth Amendment, which says, basically, if we haven't enumerated the rights, they are your rights, you know? So every time people want parents' rights, the fact of the matter is, we do have them. It's just that they are not enforced. And that is the problem with a lot of things, that the people's rights are not enforced. And where is the enforcement arm for the people? The enforcement arm comes from the from authority, quote unquote. So that's been a dilemma in how they're getting away with all these terrible things. Now, I just updated my last update to tinyurl.com/fearvirus was the fact that in Denmark, they're forcing a coronavirus vaccine on the public. That's the latest thing. And that's, you know, horrifying. That's what we are hoping, in fact, does not happen here. And there's a fellow under the Patty Greer interview with Alfred, who I told you she does a spectacular job of synthesizing all the many different aspects of this. Under that is Pastor Sandy, who's basically saying under no circumstance should you take the vaccine, which is lovely to hear from someone whose entire mission in life isn't to stop you from taking a vaccine the way mine is. That's not his mission, but he has made it his mission in terms of the coronavirus vaccine. Now, the next one is George Carlin talking about germs and immunity. And my friend Ellen Rixford sent this to me, and I thought it's high time we had a word from George on this. And certainly he's saying there's nothing that can mess with the immunity of kids who grew up and swam in the Hudson River near waste plants. He said, we had strong immune systems. When the polio came through, nothing, none of us got it. Well, anyway, so that's great that he's showing how overwrought people get over these things, you know. And then, of course, John Rappaport talks about the bloodless clue, the fake epidemic. That's what he's written about. And there's testing in Staten Island. They're just pulling cars over and testing for the coronavirus. That's something you don't want, right? And then there's a breaking news story of a day or so ago, which talks about 100% of patients after 6 days of taking a malaria drug were virologically cured. So this is reportedly the second 100% cure to a virus that has ever existed. Well, that's interesting, and we're going to definitely hear about from Phyllis Georgic, who is my guest in the next hour. Ingrid Castle is not going to be hosting her own show. I'll be guest hosting that, and a 30-year homeopath, Phyllis Georgic, is my guest. And for the last half hour, she's going to take your questions. So I hope you will stick around for the next program. She is what a find, right? A woman who's been practicing homeopathy for 30 years. And the I've interviewed her previously, and I thought, wow, if I ever get a two-hour show on RBN, she's going to be my guest. And so I hope that you do participate and have her answer your questions. Okay. Now, yes, okay. Then Jason Kristoff is talking about the testing for the coronavirus is riddled with contradictions, and he goes into that. And he's a good source. I don't know if anybody follows him on Facebook. Jason Kristoff, Christoff. He's got a lot of good information. And then an op-ed, does the 2019 coronavirus exist? So I have so many updates here. It's ridiculous how much information, overwhelming. Okay, so I wasn't expecting to do this show myself, but I should always prepare just in case, right? Well, let's talk about some of the other events that I've had canceled. I mean, I hate to talk about this, but it's tinyurl.com/20-20 clarity. For 2020, we are doing a 20-20, like is 2020 Vision, clarity tour. And I've asked 20 of my friends to create events for this year. And everybody has stepped up and done that. I have 20 events. I can't believe it. But three of them just went south because of the inactivity. And these were all of mine. I'm like, no. The next one that's been canceled already is for April 2nd, which is Autism Awareness Day. I was having a screening of Vaxxed on that date, and I had some autism mothers who were going to address the audience, take questions, answer questions afterwards. And so I was really looking forward to that. But Vaxxed 2 is not just about autism. It's also about mortality as a result of vaccination, and also about the unvaccinated, which I have a new blog about as well. Please check out tinyurl.com/healthyunvaxxed. And vaxxed has two X's, okay? Healthy unvaxxed. And you'll see just a wealth of information. To say there are no studies is ludicrous. Wait till you see how many there are, okay? No official study, though. The CDC hasn't done it, and I don't blame them. It would reveal what a farce their program is. Well, we are going to go to a commercial shortly, and I will try to get my Skype back in order, and hopefully our respected guest will be able to join us, Sandy Leneux, and wish us luck. Okay. Thank you very much, Ken. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, well, that's it. Okay, well, I never know, honestly. So, well, we'll be going to commercial shortly, and I will be... Okay, cheerio for now.
I think it's time we open up our eyes.
Folks. folks. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no one left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea whose time has come.
Hi there, this is Sally Olcourty again. Welcome back to Vaccine Free America. And I have to ask my producer if our guest has joined us. I guess not. Okay. Well, normally you can go to vaccinefreeamerica.chatango or chatango, C-H-T-A-N-G-O. .com, and that's where people post things that are relevant to the conversation. So I can't really do that because I'm on air all by myself, but it's vaccinefreeamerica.chatango, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, .com. And so let's see, what shall I just speak with you about now? I was going... Oh, somebody's contacting me. Okay. I don't know where this is coming from. It's probably Sandy trying to figure out how to get in. Okay, let me see if it's Sandy. No, it's not Sandy, but I'm going to contact her. Maybe she can, or I can reach her through Facebook. So just give me a second. Sandy. I'm sorry to do this on air, but we weren't anticipating having problems. Okay. Hi, Sandy. Want to connect with Ken? See, she might have contacted me on Facebook if she were not joining me. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know what to say. If you want to open the phones, Ken, because I'm not prepared to go solo today. Oh, okay. Nobody's calling in. I don't blame them. I'm in such disarray. Well, you know what I can do? I can share a wonderful video, the one that I was referring to at the top of the show with Patty Greer, who accurately breaks down this entire coronavirus scenario, which is a difficult thing to do. And we can share that maybe after the break when we have a longer segment, but she does a spectacular job. We could start it now and then play the rest later. So let me find that. Oh, dear me. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking for it now. Okay, almost there. Here it is, and it has a start point. Let's see. Okay, have to get through the commercial. Okay, and here we go, and it starts at, oh dear, where does it start? Okay. Okay. Oh no, not again. Oh, don't do this again. Okay. Okay, Ken, if you want to play that from where Patty starts talking, which would be at about 3 minutes, I believe. She starts at 2:56. Ken, if you see that, she starts at 2:56. Oh, dear, where's...
Give us a nice, okay, gentle,
well,
push
that
right
ready
down the cliff into what's going on and how you really feel about it. And
quite frankly,
we are
known
probably at the most confused time
on prop circuits. And something I have learned from Patty is that they are always over aquifers and that you can grow 10 times as much food on prop circuits.
You know, I can.
Isn't that amazing? So that's, I mean, he's interviewed her many times. I thought, boy, that's fascinating. And that'd be to know during food shortages that crop circles grow food at 10 times the rate of other areas. So I don't know if Ken has that video yet, so we can. on this lovely lady's assessment transpiring regarding the coronavirus and the two different ways it could play out and the two outcomes we would be left with. Thank you very much, Ken. Please play Patty Greer.
I always count on you to give us a nice, gentle push right down the cliff into what's going on and how you really feel about it. And we are probably at the most confused time humanity has ever experienced, I would imagine, for most people. And even though you and I are very studied and learned in the belief systems that we've held, we've researched and documented so deeply and heavily that I know for myself, I've really entrenched myself in my belief system. And the people that I love, my family, my friends, this has been the hardest time ever where I know that I have to draw the line with what I can say. And the T word is a very big one in your world and in my mother's and, you know, children's world, because we've got news media saying this and also saying this, depending on which you choose, which media side. And I don't think left, right, Democrat, Republican. I think eyes open or eyes wide shut. I mean, really, we're in a time where some people are so completely uneducated that maybe they haven't even gone out and stocked up on soup or some basics, which should come long before toilet paper. You know, it's kind of a humorous thing that we can laugh at our species that was the biggest run. And was that perpetrated by propaganda or aliens to laugh at us? I mean, seriously, humans ran out and did that more than food. When you're not going to need toilet paper if you don't have food, let's go to basics. But I am not somebody who is going to say, oh my God, this COVID-19 is going to end the world. I do say we're going to end the world as we know it. And we are just at the start. I don't think people really can comprehend how serious this is, that everybody around the world pretty much is in their home right now and will be for days unless they break the rules or break the law. This has never happened in human history. So it must be really huge that something that was promoted this large could scare that many people into submission or acceptance or survival mode. Oh my God, I'm going to get so sick if I go outside or if I go to the grocery store, drive my car and somebody breathes out their window or sneezes and the window's open. I mean, seriously. Yes, we are in flu season. We are in a serious pandemic that was planned and we know it. We've seen documentation that there's meetings in 2019 with Bill Gates and other associates about the coronavirus, the preparation exercises, which is just completely too visible for the world not to be seeing what's going on. So I have encouraged myself, and it hasn't been hard to be Patty positive through this whole chapter change, because I believe, different than most people, that we're going to come out on the other side in a much better financial system. Once everything breaks apart so heavily, and could it be possible that this was a brilliant, brilliant plan that actually worked? Now, I'm going to the real extreme rather than, oh my God, we're all going to die, or 2.5 million people are going to die. I can't even go there. You know, if we compare this to H1N1, that was much more serious. And did we close any businesses, let alone all businesses forced to close? My family restaurant, I mean, it's like, why do takeout when everybody's so scared to even go to work? So everything is shutting down. This has never happened. So it's either going to be really, really good when we come out of it, because maybe, and I'm going extreme, maybe it's true that they really are arresting all those pedophiles that Alfred was talking about, all those very horribly mentally ill people that have done horrible things to children, and human trafficked organs and human trafficked people, you know, for decades and gotten away with it. What if they've made everybody go home and the kids not be in school so there won't be the risk of a school shooting? What if we really have been restrained for our own safety, not from the coronavirus only, but from the actual takedown of the world's mob humanity? I mean, there's a whole layer, and we all know this, unless we've got our heads really in the sand for decades. People have to know that the controllers of this world are not who we think they are or who we're paying our taxes to. And I think it's pretty common knowledge that we know now that 9/11 wasn't what we were told, and that it's possible we are actually now going after and suing the fake media to remove them. And what if all of the stores are closing and all of the borders and the airports and the trains and basically transportation is locked down so that these criminals can't get away? What if it's true? What if this is for us? What if this is what we've been waiting for forever? What if 2012 was really real, even though it was maybe a few years late, considering all the different calendars, translating into perhaps within a few years, maybe we are in that thousand-year cycle of joy, of bliss, of evolution. And news evolution might be bringing it to you early on when a lot of you thought, oh, my God, run for the hills. Yeah, I got toilet paper, but I got soup first. And I got packaged things that I can grow, like sunflower seeds, like spinach. And I've got things growing already. And I did this on purpose. You can see the snow behind me. It snowed heavily yesterday and today. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about weather modification. That can't go on. They're all shut down. If the airlines can't fly, then the airplanes can't dump. This is maybe a really interesting time when we're going to see wildlife come back, where we're going to see a lot more clean environment, where the earth herself can finally take a breath. And where we finally surrender as we're in our own homes on day 3, 4, 5, maybe 10, maybe 14, I don't know. But what if we choose to use this time wisely and instead of feel like victims, you know, of this quarantine and have to mix a quarantini, you know, which is, what are they calling it? A quarantini is a martini that you have at home alone. But you know, we can choose to either take these lemons and make a sweet lemonade or really go into panic mode. And I am going to lock down on being Patty positive because I feel like this is the perfect storm. I think that it's big enough that something really huge is definitely happening. Now, worst case, they've got everybody home and they're putting up 5G towers everywhere when nobody can get in their way and get mad. That's worst case for me because then we're all screwed. So if when we come out of this social coma, we start seeing towers everywhere and big things on them, then we're going to know, oh, shit, we're screwed. Excuse my language, but really, bottom line, it's not a good thing, and we all know it. But if on the other hand, we start seeing things in the news like every citizen is going to get $1,000 in the mail. How many thousand? How many months? But I mean, what if it's true? What if all of a sudden we start getting paid back? What if all of a sudden there isn't a Fed that we have to pay income tax to, but rather a system where we pay taxes on the things we choose to buy? I mean, there's a part of me that's thinking, what if this is good? Because I want to choose to think that way and add to that energy. So that's why I'm encouraging all of you to take this to heart and think about the possibility of, what if we're all being kept out of the way because stuff is getting real and a lot of people are being cleaned up and removed from society permanently who have been doing really bad things. And we may not get to hear about it in the news. It may always be on Alfred's back channels and on different shows on the internet, but can we win this war? Can we keep these channels going on the internet where we can tell what we believe is the truth? You know, the hardest thing I learned in the last few years was that you can't prove anything is true unless you filmed it happening or you saw it yourself firsthand and you swear, I don't know, but it's been interesting that watching so many criminals get away with such horrible, horrible things and realizing that the government, the laws, the courts are set up to kind of give them a better chance of getting through this without getting caught if nobody filmed them doing their crime. I mean, what if all the courts are shut down right now? Oh, yeah, they are. What if the entire judicial system is also being cleansed? And I mean seriously cleansed. Another word, I mean, I don't want to go foul, but my brain goes foul when I think of how dirty the systems are. Is it true the news that I watch is telling the truth? Because my reality is so different from my real estate broker friend. I just talked to her this morning and I said, what does your news say? Like literally, ¿qué tiene? Like what do you have over there that we're not serving here? Have they said yet anything about Bill Gates stepping down from Microsoft? Bill Gates stepped down? I said, you're kidding. It's kind of common knowledge on social media land, or is it just the crazy people in my world? I mean, it is that bad. I don't know what's real. I do believe that we've got a serious problem with trafficking of all those things I mentioned earlier, and I don't want to say it twice. It's so god-awful. But is it true that Hillary's emails were so horrific that the police officers got sick, that the chief of police got sick watching the video? Is it true? So again, I ask people that watch what I call generic news. A lot of us call it fake news. But again, whose news is real? What I'm saying to the people that I love is it's either going to go one way or another. Either your news was really correct and the Clintons are great people and the Obamas are great people and, you know, 9/11 was these guys from another country with the things on their heads and they flew an airplane. You know, a lot of people still believe all those stories. There's not an ounce of me that can sit through much of that news because my belief system is so different. But do I honestly think everything I know is true and real? I can't really say I do, because we are in such a time of uncertainty. So the best that I can do is share what I think I know with people and try and keep it positive for those around me, because I do believe that good things are going to come of this, but the hardships of the losses of people's income through this time, I think is going to be our greatest thing to get over. I am far less worried about people getting the coronavirus because I think it's been highly exaggerated as far as the threat of dying. I don't wish it upon hardly anyone, but I will say that I honestly, my gut, I don't feel like it's the biggest threat. I feel like what's going to happen on the other side when we all get to come back outside and play, it's going to be really interesting what we see. And I don't think there's a gray inner ground. I think it's going to be very black or very white, that great things were done and a lot was cleaned up. And now we are free to move about the country, pay a lot less taxes, and have much better systems and perhaps go gold-backed currency. I mean, these things are very possible. They've been talked about for decades. Are we in it? Is this the shift that we've been hearing about for years? I think it is. I didn't realize that there would be a chance it could be this powerful to shut down all the businesses across the world, restaurants, events, concerts. I mean, what it's done is caused all of us to meet here online. And thank God for the computers. And I hope they don't shut this down because, yeah, they have control of everything. They who rule. So do I feel good about that? No. But if, in fact, good things are happening and we are being freed from systems that didn't work for humanity with something this excruciating to so many people, then ultimately it'll be a small price because we're going to come out of it a lot more free and without being censored. Today was interesting. I want to tell you that somebody did a little private message to me that was brilliant, and I shared it with Alfred. They said, go and find how to block people and block all these things. Facebook security, Facebook staff, FB security, FB staff. And I had at least 100. And what was interesting was I spent yesterday and the night before, you know, blocking big chunks of people. And I found that today I had two apologies from Facebook, and they put two things back up and apologized that they had taken it down and it was their mistake. So while you're home, while you're having all this time and electricity works and the internet works, maybe as well as cleaning your house, clean your computer. Up your game with your security. I'm sorry, when I have a light this close, it makes me itch the heat. I'm always itching myself with the light so close. but I want to be able to be present with all this snow behind me. Clean your house. Clean your computer. Clean your closets. And, you know, we don't even know if Salvation Army will be around to take care of people that are going to be really hurting when we're done with this. So as you clean your closets, create bags of stuff to give, to share with people when we come back to being able to drive our cars. You're going to see a lot of people out on the street, very hungry, very needy. And I'm going to be prepared. And I'm going to have bags to give people of shoes, socks, things I'm not going to wear anymore, but clothes, free, to people that need it. I don't live far from a place where I see a lot of homeless people, you know, as I drive through these beautiful neighborhoods. And, you know, we got to look at this change as another way to kind of equalize people, because wealthy people aren't going to get to go to the grocery store either. Extremely wealthy people are not going to be able to get in their own private plane and travel right now, I don't think. Some of them might be able to get away with it if they have military clearance, but short of that, it doesn't matter anymore. And what if that continues? What if all of a sudden the rich people lose their power and the feds quit getting all that income and Big Pharma doesn't have any pharmacies selling their friggin' drugs? And what if all those big, huge corporations all of a sudden have no income at McDonald's? You know, what if Disneyland has to backtrack? Is it true that their CEO stepped down? Is it true that all those CEOs have just recently stepped down? And does that actually mean they were arrested? I think so. And then I asked my friend this morning who watches generic news, are you seeing all these CEOs that stepped down? No. How about Bill Gates? He stepped down, like I said earlier. It's like, oh my God, two different worlds. And here we live on this same 3D planet. So we are in a time where no doubt they are going to write new history books. They might even write a new Bible about these times and how people treated each other, I think is going to be chapter one. The ones that survived were the ones that were kind. The ones that survived were the ones that were wise and knew how to share. Now, I'm not promoting that these are any statements from anything larger than us. I'm just saying I believe in karma, and it's been a long time coming, but But that's what this thing is for me. And I don't mean the people that are suffering out in the cold or that are sick with coronavirus because they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. But I think we are way over amping this into something that might be far more wonderful than we could ever imagine. That's something I really hope is happening. And I could be extremely wrong. We might come out of this and be forced to get a vaccination that'll give us all coronavirus and we all go down at the same time in a big thump. I mean, that could happen, but I don't think so. So we'll see. And that's my wishes and dreams and hopes for this bizarre coronavirus chapter.
I think it's time we open up our eyes.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our heart. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Hello, everybody. Hi there, everybody. This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome back to Vaccine Free America. Yes, in the last segment, you heard Patty Greer, and she is an author. Normally, she writes about crop circles, but didn't she do a spectacular job of assessing the situation at hand? And let's face it, it's not bad to hear a positive word every now and again. Nobody's certain what's going to happen. And she was, oh, my goodness, my honored guest is here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, bring her on. Bring her on. Oh, my. Hi, is this Sandy Leneux?
Hello, Sally.
Oh, sweetheart, what happened?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Surely I can.
Wonderful.
Good to be here.
Yes, we only have a few minutes, so why don't you give a teaser of what you'll talk about the next time you're on?
Oh, really? Isn't it 1 o'clock here? Isn't it the right time, 7 o'clock for you?
It's 7 p.m. No, it's almost 8 o'clock for me.
And I'm so sorry, I've got the time wrong. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here in Norway, and I thought that was your 7 o'clock evening.
Well, the world clock is normally what I go by, so, yeah, you would be comparing that to... It's, you know, these mistakes happen, is all I can say. And I'm sorry that, especially sorry, because I was so looking forward to interviewing you.
The same to you, Sally.
Yeah, this is heartbreaking. And you stayed up so late, too. Everybody, my friend Sandy Leneux, I'm going to put the archive of the programs. Just say a word or two, because we have to have you back, but at the correct time. So just say a word or two to our audience, please, Sandy.
Well, I was going to just mention really at the beginning about the actual vaccine, because the state of emergency here in Norway, they say it may be prolonged until the vaccine appears. And when you look at the ingredients of the vaccine, the first one, which is being tested in America, it is, yes, it's called the mRNA-1273. If you look at the ingredients, it could be, as far as I can see, the cause of a new state of emergency, the actual vaccination, because it is based on nanolipids, which are fatty substances, and they may cause an enormous extent of chronic illnesses.
Well, I'm devastated to hear this, but also not surprised. Can you give us some of the illnesses that are anticipated as a result of this vaccination? No, okay. Well, thank you very much, Sandy Leneux. I am so sorry that Vaccine Free America could not benefit from your wisdom, but I appreciate that warning. Thank you, Sandy Leneux.
Okay, Sally. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.